The Ministry of Trade and Industry has signed a $5 million MOU with a U.S. company for capacity building of small and medium-scale enterprises within the oil and gas sector. The five-year project under the Ghana Supply Chain Development Program will be funded by USAID. At the signing in Accra, the sector minister, Haruna Idrisu, said the agreement is in line with government's decision to enhance local content. Yvonne Atiligo and Priscilla Appiah's report.
Mr. Idrisu said the agreement is part of efforts to develop the Western region as the country's next major industrial hub beyond Tema.
The next focus of this administration will be the development of the Western region as Ghana's next major industrial hub, arguably motivated by three or more important reason. One, the availability of mineral resources in that area will assist with government new decision of value addition and not just to export them as primary commodities or raw products, be they minerals or be they commodities. And also strategically because of the presence of a port in that area and the prospects of future development of the port in that particular area. The third most important reason, which is why we are particularly happy with this initiative, is the discovery of oil and the decision of government to develop a petrochemical industry in that particular area in order to take advantage of Ghana's discovery of oil. All of it intended to create jobs, intended to ameliorate poverty and up the living standards of the Ghanaian people.
The sector minister noted that the agreement has come at the right time and will not only help build the capacity of local business service providers, but that of the Ghanaian firms to supply to the oil and gas sector.
In getting this $5 million support over a five-year period, which will support the building up of small and medium enterprises in the small and medium enterprise regime of Ghana, particularly within the oil and gas area. We are particularly delighted about this development because it sits with government's new policy decision on enhancing local content. Indeed, the Public Procurement Act is being reviewed to enhance local participation and local content in the procurement process and, where necessary, to give preference to local companies where they bid and compete with foreign companies in many of these transactions. So we are particularly grateful to you that this initiative will build the capacity of our small and medium enterprises within the oil and gas sector.
The U.S. Ambassador to Ghana, Jane Crate, said the signing of the MOU is a demonstration of the U.S.'s commitment to ensuring that Ghanaian businesses have the expertise and support needed to bid for and, most importantly, win procurement contracts in the oil and gas sector.
Yvonne Atiligo and Priscilla Appiah's report.